Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Troy Marshall of the American Angus Association. We're back with Troy in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 28th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 997, that's SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starting at 7:30 a.m., then the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 27,850 head, including 7,800 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 9,600 weaned calves, and almost 5,000 beef dairy crosses as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website superiorlivestock.com or, as always, for information, call 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock, 800-422-2117. Superior thanks everyone for the great support of Bell Ringer 2021, and they invite you to check out this next auction coming up January 28th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Right in the middle of the pandemic, Troy Marshall joined the American Angus Association as the Director of Commercial Industry Relations. Came in at the beginning of summer this last year. He's got a wealth of experience within the cattle industry. He's worked for the American Maine Angio Association, North American Limousine Foundation, also worked for Cattle Facts, and he's had his own cattle ranch using Angus and Sim-Angus genetics. Troy is the Director of Commercial Industry Relations for the American Angus Association, and we had the opportunity to catch up with him at the Cattlemen's Congress just a few days ago.
You represent a very vital part of the Angus business in that you're helping the Angus purebred seed stock folks interact with their commercial customers.
No, that is correct. And the commercial industry is, of course, the lifeblood of the American Angus Association, and the success of commercial producers ultimately determine the success of the Angus purebred breed as well. And so that's my focus, is try to add value to commercial Angus genetics and help our producers have a better relationship with their commercial customers.
You've got a couple of tools that you're using on behalf of producers. I know what one is, Angus Link. Tell me about that.
Angus Link is our marketing program where we have the process verified programs that include age and source and Angus genetics, and also the NHTC or Never Ever 3 programs. And we also work with Earth Claims to do the GAP certification as well. And probably one of the most exciting things with that, we've started, we call it our genetic merit scorecard, but we look at producers' bull battery and actually calculate a number value that the feed yards can use to kind of determine the genetic value of those calves. So we're really excited about kind of going through that revolution of differentiating the feeder cattle in the marketplace with this number.
The Angus breed has worked on trying to interact and give these type of things, you know, have these type of programs out for a while now. I know you've made kind of an evolutionary type move within these programs, right?
Very much so. And like anything in the marketplace, it takes time to get foothold and acceptance in the marketplace. So we began the process and probably almost 9-10 years ago, and now it's really just getting to the point where it's catching a lot of momentum.
I know that actually been able to showcase some of these calves and a couple of sales over at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
We're really excited. They've helped host two in just the last 6 months, and we've had tremendous results with the average of those calves bringing $10 to $15 per hundredweight over the average there. And so it's been very successful, and it's given Oklahoma commercial Angus producers a place to kind of showcase their genetics and their offerings.
And I guess what when you've got that type of evidence that you can showcase on behalf of the breed, it makes a lot of difference.
It really does. And the exciting thing, I think, is that we're seeing that genetics really matter, whether it be from a growth standpoint, of course, the carcass side and the feeding industry and the packing industry, and even from at a consumer level, they're seeing the value of those genetics, and that's starting to come down through the system. And the commercial cattleman is finally getting to capture some of that value.
And I guess what, in some cases, this is all about perhaps being able to chase that certification for the Certified Angus Beef Program.
Yeah. Of course, Certified Angus Beef remains one of our great success stories. Over 1 billion pounds this last year was sold through Certified Angus Beef. And even through the COVID and some of the disruptions we've had in the marketplace, high-quality, high-premium beef, the consumers have, the demand for it has continued to grow.
Director of Commercial Industry Relations, Troy Marshall, with the American Angus Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time once again for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 43rd Annual All Breed Bull Sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion on the west side of Cheyenne. They'll be featuring 65-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, Angus, Charlet, Composite, Hereford, Simmental, Semi-Angus, and Red Angus. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.